Next, we'll find out what a bombing in Yemen tells us about al-Qaeda. The attack on the U.S. embassy killed 17 people, and American officials say they believe it had the hallmarks of an al-Qaeda operation. Diplomats and analysts say al-Qaeda in Yemen has reorganized after a series of setbacks. In the past couple of years, they say al-Qaeda has mounted increasingly deadly strikes, mostly against foreign targets. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Sana'a.
When militants launched their well-coordinated frontal assault on the U.S. embassy here, they killed at least 9 Yemenis and one American citizen, 18-year-old Susan Albana, a high school student of Yemeni descent from Lackawanna, New York. Mohammed Albana is Susan's older brother.
Yeah, Susan, she was, anybody knows her. She's real smart, quiet, fun-loving. She had a lot of friends. And when they heard that she passed away, they had a memorial for her at the high school.
Mohammed says Susan traveled here for the first time this summer to marry a Yemeni man. On the morning of September 17th, the newlyweds were standing in line for documents outside the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a when militants attacked the heavily fortified compound with bombs and automatic weapons. Tim Torlo, Britain's ambassador to Yemen, called the strike a huge escalation by al-Qaeda in Yemen.
We've known for some time that al-Qaeda here were focused on Western interests. It's the second attack on the American embassy this year, and other attacks that we've seen have been focused on the interface between Western interests here, whether it's the oil companies, whether it's Western tourists or the diplomatic premises here.
Al-Qaeda first attracted international attention in Yemen in 2000 in the sleepy port of Aden. This is where militants in a raft filled with explosives killed 17 American sailors when they rammed a Navy destroyer, the USS Cole. In fact, Yemen's relationship with Islamist militants goes back as far as the 1980s, when thousands of Yemeni volunteers were recruited for a U.S.-backed program to fight the Soviets in Afghanistan.
I think Yemen is suffering from that policy.
Abdul Karim al-Aryani is an advisor to the Yemeni president.
The first-generation terrorists, so to speak, were all in Afghanistan. Now we are facing the second-generation terrorists who were trained by the first generation.
After the September 11th attacks, Yemen signed on as an ally in the U.S.-led war on terror. Al-Aryani says the Yemeni government also embarked on a rehabilitation program for some of the jailed militants, which has been criticized by Washington.
Some of them were rehabilitated, some of them were employed by the government, some were recruited into the army and security. Others, it seems, agreed not to act against the government for quite some time. Until recently, they resumed.
Yemen is by far the poorest and most conflict-prone of the countries on the Arabian Peninsula. Gregory Johnson of Princeton University says in recent years, the Yemeni government has had its hands full trying to deal with other larger revolts that have nothing to do with al-Qaeda.
For the government, al-Qaeda has never been an existential threat that really threatened the survival of the regime.
But Johnson says al-Qaeda got a shot in the arm in February of 2006 when 23 prisoners escaped from a jail in downtown Sana'a.
And out of these 23, there were a number who had been very closely allied with Osama bin Laden in the late 1990s in Afghanistan, and they worked very hard, and they've done a pretty spectacular job over the last 2 years of really reorganizing, reconstituting al-Qaeda in Yemen, essentially bringing the organization up from the ashes.
One of the men who escaped in that jailbreak is Jabir Albana, a Yemeni-American from Lackawanna, New York, who's on the FBI's most wanted list for allegedly providing material support to al-Qaeda. Albana is a distant relative of Susan Albana, the 18-year-old who was killed with her husband during the attack outside the U.S. Embassy here. Susan's surviving brother, Mohammed, hopes that people will see past the stigma of his outlaw cousin and recognize that his family, too, has become a victim of the al-Qaeda movement.
Family is accused of terrorism. Same thing, my sister was a victim of terrorism. Terrorist act.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sana'a.